We're going to change tack completely. We're going to go to Whittlesea now, where there is and has been a campaign by the Whittlesea Pier and Promenade Association to bring back a pier to Whittlesea. It's been a horrible year to do anything, but they've told us that it's been a good year for them, and they've reached a significant milestone. Let's talk to Phil Matheson from the association. Joins me on the programme now. Phil, nice to talk to you. Appreciate your time this afternoon. Which milestone have you hit?
Well, we've gone through the £200,000 of funding towards the target of £250,000 to build the first stage of the pier.
OK, and is that ahead of schedule?
I would say that's very good indeed, yes. I mean, the project's only been going about 4.5 years. And so we're delighted to be on the verge of 2021 with the prospect that we could hopefully start actually making the pier next year.
And who's been donating the money? Is it individuals? Is it companies? Are you getting some whacking great donations? What's been going on? Paint us a picture, Phil.
Well, we've been promised quite a lot of funding from big local and from some other organisations, which are the bulk of it. The organisation's managed to raise, I think, somewhere around £40,000 or £50,000 just from local people. And we had a massive boost this summer because one of the residents of Whittlesea unfortunately died, but their family donated £10,000 in one go to the Whittlesea Pier and Promenade Association. And strangely enough, a few weeks later, we got a contact from Australia, a chap out there who had roots in Whittlesea. He donated £10,000 on the back of hearing about the project. So that was pretty exciting.
That's fantastic. What would a pier do for Whittlesea? Why the need for a pier?
Well, the thing is that some people think piers are long way in the past. But what we're thinking of Whittlesea is that because nobody's done this for 100 years, it gives Whittlesea a unique selling point. In other words, we're building a new pier for a new century. People don't do this, and that's bound to get the headlines. It's bound to get people curious about this little seaside town in the corner of East Yorkshire.
I'm with you. I love a pier. I think piers are beautiful, and being out sort of in and amongst the waves and everything like that, and being close to nature, I think it's a great sell.
Yes, well, we think this. I mean, piers traditionally have been promoted on the health benefits, and I'm sure you're aware, Bensley, that Whittlesea used to be promoted for being one of the sunniest and warmest and driest places in northern England, and it was known for its very clean air. That's why it had this convalescent home there, so that people with TB could get some there, you know, the fresh air, as opposed to being in the big cities.
So, and is that still the case, Phil?
I would have said so, yes. Whittlesea is known for very, very clean air, yes, definitely.
Right. Right, excellent. So how much ultimately do you need to raise, and how long will the pier be, and, you know, are you going to be around to see it? Am I going to be around to see it?
Oh, yes. The thing with the pier is it's been built in three stages. One's got to be realistic, because the Victorians, they just went ahead and built wacky things. They didn't think about health and safety and about employers' rights and all sorts of things. You know, away they went. But we've obviously got to consider all the modern sensibilities and legislation. And so it's been built in three stages. The first stage is the just a landing area, a platform, which will go out about 40 feet. And then the second stage will take it out probably a couple of hundred feet further than that. And eventually we hope to go out, I think, about 500 feet, 400 or 500 feet, and have a renewable energy centre on the end. So there'll be exhibitions, and there'll be wind energy and hopefully wave energy, and it'll be very, very green tech indeed.
You need a cafe or something on it, though, you, Phil? So people are, you know, or even an amusement arcade. You need something that gets the money out of people's pockets. They think they've had a great day out, don't you?
Absolutely. Well, that's it. Traditionally, they always used to have a cafe at the end, and the original pier did have a cafe on the end. Unfortunately, it only lasted 3 years before a ship took it away.
Ouch.
But it was quite an amazing one because it had fixtures and fittings within it from the one and only anti-seasickness boat. The boat was called the Bessemer, and it sailed between Dover and Calais, and it only lasted one season, then it was withdrawn. But the actual saloon fittings from that went into the original Whittlesea Pier Saloon, on the end. So that's an amazing claim to fame that the old one had. Now, we can't have, obviously, the fixtures and fittings from the Bessemer Saloon, but I'm sure we'll have a very exciting mix of things for people when we do get to that stage.
The anti-seasickness boat, did it work?
Yes.
How come it only lasted a year then?
Now, haven't I, Bernsey?
Yeah, yes. You've tickled me anti-seasickness button there. If it was a success, how come it only lasted a year then, Phil?
Well, it wasn't a success. The idea was brilliant. Basically, what it had the deck where the passengers were was free to rock. It was sort of hinged on the keel, and so as the boat rolled one way to the other, it stayed level while the actual hull of the boat moved with it. I don't think in practice it worked that well, so that's why it only lasted one season. Having said that, I'm sure the fixtures and fittings from the saloon were absolutely incredible, and they adorned the original pier down at Widnersea in 1878.
Okay, I'm hoping you've got a website that people can look at and find out more information about a new pier for Widnersea.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we've made it very simple for people. If anybody punches in Widnersea Pier onto the search engines, it'll go straight to the Widnersea Pier Association, and they can also take a look at a wonderful website called Widnersea One. That's Widnersea with the number one at the end. Widnersea One website, which not only has about the pier, but has lots about the history of Widnersea and lots of pictures of old Widnersea and things to do in Widnersea. So it's very exciting times for what is traditionally Hull and East Yorkshire's backyard, isn't it, Widnersea, really?
No, it's fantastic. So you've got 200 grand of the 250 grand target. When will we see the first stage, realistically, Phil, time-wise?
I think they'll start work within the next 12 months.
Brilliant.
We're short of £41,000. We have some promises there, but this is an appeal to all the people of Hull and East Yorkshire who've had so much pleasure out of Widnersea over the years and decades. Just check out the Widnersea Pier website and the Widnersea One website and see if you can actually donate something to it or get people engaged and willing to be involved. Because we are very fortunate with the Pier Association. We've had 20 or 30 volunteers helping out in the Pier Towers this year, and they've been selling souvenirs, and that's all helped towards our goals. So it's actually been quite a successful year, despite, obviously, an incredibly demanding pandemic situation.
Phil, been a pleasure. All the best with it. We'll no doubt talk again. Thank you very much for your time.
And
all the best to everybody involved in that venture. Be a great asset. I think it'd be a really good asset. What do you think? Give us a shout, 08000 665 959.